T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says 24-year-old Hoda Mutana, who left the country to join ISIS, does not have citizenship and will not be admitted back into the U.S.
CBS News foreign affairs analyst Pamela Falk is joining us. Now, Pam, Mutana was born in Hackensack, and her lawyers insist she is a U.S. citizen. So where is the discrepancy here?
The discrepancy is that her father was a diplomat at the time. And the way U.S. law works is that there are several categories of citizenship in the United States, including birthright. But the exception is born in the United States of a foreign diplomat is not a U.S. citizen. Now, that is the point in contention here. And that is that her lawyer says she not only wasn't this daughter of a diplomat because 1 month before she was born, he was discharged of his diplomatic post, her father, that is. But also, she later applied for a U.S. passport, received it, and renewed it later in 2014. Now, she later burned the second passport as a way of making her way into ISIS-controlled territory, lying to her parents, saying she was just going on a U.S. trip and then joined ISIS and then had a child. She wants back in to the United States, and basically U.S. law, due process, said that the U.S. has to determine if she's a U.S. citizen if there's some question about it.
Pam, she says she has regrets now. Do we know why Mutana wanted to leave and join ISIS in the first place?
Well, in her own words, since she has been interviewed and said she wants to come back, she says she was naive, she was alienated, and she is willing to pay her debt to society. She clearly may be adjudicated to be a U.S. citizen, come back, and then face penalties, criminal penalties under U.S. law. But she says she's willing to do that because she wants to be back in the United States. And basically, she made a mistake. She was very young and naive, is what she says. Her father says he was a diplomat in the past, but he wasn't when she was born. And that U.S. law and the U.S. Constitution says you have to allow people back in, even if they have to go to jail.
Interesting case. Thanks, Pam. CBS News Foreign.
It's very interesting.
Yeah. CBS News Foreign Affairs Analyst Pamela Falk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.